Sawbones is a show about medical history, and nothing the hosts say should be taken as medical advice or opinion. It's for fun. Can't you just have fun for an hour and not try to diagnose your mystery boil? We think you've earned it. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy a moment of distraction from that weird growth. You're worth it.
All right. Song is about some books. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Everybody, wow, that was bad. That was not a great start to
the show. Do you
want
to start over?
No. I want people to
know.
A lot of people say, Justin, you're like unto a god of podcasting. And I want them to say, I put my microphones on one leg at a time, just like everybody else.
Who says that?
Hello, everybody, and welcome. He's back. Welcome to Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine. I'm your co-host, Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
Coming to you from a dreary November 9th. It is depressing outside here in the great state of West Virginia. The leaves are beautiful as always, but it is just
cold and wet.
It is cold and wet, and it's kind of a bummer to come down off of my birthday high yesterday. 38 great years old.
We're as far as we can be from your next birthday, so that's especially a bummer, isn't it?
And all the gifts have been opened, and yeah, that's sad. You know, got some great stuff, but.
Well, Justin, for your birthday, I actually got you one more present.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Go ahead, hand it over.
Well, it's this episode.
Oh, you're going to let me take the episode off? Where's Riley? Is Riley going to take my place and I can just go kick it?
No. As much as you would enjoy that, not doing your job with me, your wife, that you love.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Good. I'll just mull that over later. As much as you would enjoy that, instead, I got you a topic just for you.
Okay.
A special topic that I know how much you enjoy really dunking on people who support specious medical claims and treatments for serious deadly diseases.
Yeah.
Especially that are so wrong, that are so wrong. I know how much you enjoy that. And
I do.
I found one.
Yay!
I found one for you. Thanks to our listeners, many people have suggested this. Dakota, Herman, Cecil, Jasper, Sana, Julian, Angela, Chris, and Charlie have all recommended this topic, and it is Jilly Juice.
Jilly Juice.
Jilly Juice.
You mentioned this to me, and I have like a very vague, knowledge of what this is. This is kind of, but I'm not precisely sure. I feel like I have heard of it in other realms, but
I had heard it only because really our listeners had brought it to my attention. I've gotten some tweets about it and some emails about it, and I hadn't really dug into it, but for your birthday I've dug into Jilly Juice, and I think you are really going to enjoy this.
Okay.
In that way that you do.
Okay. I'm thrilled.
So Jilly Juice is it's a medicine. It's not medicine, but it is
a purported
touted as a medical treatment.
Okay.
Created by Jillian Epperly of Canton, Ohio. Hence Jilly Juice. Jillian.
Canton,
Jilly.
Of course, most notable for being the home of the Football Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Go right up there to Canton. See all the legends of the gridiron.
Didn't know that.
Bronzed glory.
Didn't know that, but now it is famous for this person.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry, Canton. I'm sorry, all of you from Canton, that you are now famous for this as well.
I remember also that you all had an excellent Carrabba's Italian grill up there. It was because when my friends and I drove up to the Football Hall of Fame last time, it was closed because we hadn't checked the hours, and we went in the off season and it was closed, so we went to a Carrabba's Italian Grill, which I remember being exceptional. So you do have that also going for you.
All right, so besides that, here's the thing. Jillian has no medical training whatsoever, no scientific background, nothing in nutrition or medicine or anything in the science world at all. She is very open about that, which is different. You know, a lot of our traditional, like, patent medicine salespeople throughout history have lied, called themselves doctor, or pretended like they had some sort of medical training or whatever. Jillian is very open about the fact that she has no scientific expertise, and she sees that as a plus.
Yeah, because she hasn't been corrupted by all your lies.
Precisely. Because her response, you can watch her on Dr. Phil if you want to watch Dr. Phil. Her response is really, what has medicine done for you ever? Mm-hmm. Ever. Like, what have all those regular doctors like me, what have we ever done for anybody? I mean, could you name a single thing that we've ever done to help anybody?
I mean, you changed my life personally, but that's more your own personal.
No, I mean like medicine. All of allopathic medicine with our studies and our science and our medicine and our degrees. What have we ever actually helped anyone?
I think you all have done, you know what, 50-50, you know, good, but also.
Justin, the answer is yes, vaccines.
Oh, vaccines, anyway. Right.
Well, and also, like, medicine.
Yeah, like, here.
Yeah, like, all the things that still are helpful and good.
Casts.
Okay, well, casts, that's what you came up with.
Casts are great.
Okay, I mean, like, surgeries and antibiotics and.
Butt implants? You guys, are those, is that you all?
Yes, doctors do that.
Butt implants is huge.
Okay, so she got her information from looking it up on the internet. She's very open about that. Mm-hmm. Largely PubMed. She mm-hmm. just did some searches, and she says she put it together in a different way that maybe all these authors of the studies that she's read didn't see necessarily,
okay.
Right?
Okay, yes.
Like, put, like, I imagine that she had like a big, one of those big cork boards with like the strings
tied to it. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Like piecing it all together.
They've all been missing it.
She was suffering from some sort of systemic illness. I'm not sure what exactly it was, but she blamed it on Candida. And
not Canada.
Not Canada. Not the country Canada, but the fungus Candida. Which I say, by the way, I want to address this now because we've talked about Candida before on the show and I've gotten some people correcting my pronunciation. I have looked into this because I was never taught anything other than Candida. Every professor I had, all of my colleagues say Candida. I've never heard anything other than Candida in my professional life. But I looked into it. Mm-hmm. Apparently, that is the British pronunciation, is what I have read.
Oh, so you're like continental, well, a little bit aristocratic.
No, I don't know why that's what I was taught, but the American English pronunciation is Candida. I have never heard anything other than Candida, and it is what I will say, but both are correct. So please don't tell me I'm wrong, because they're both right.
So take it.
We can all be right and be pleased with that. Which I want to take just a moment to talk about Candida. Candida is a yeast. It is usually, there are over 20 different species of Candida. It is usually Candida albicans that you're thinking of if you think of a yeast infection, but there are others that can cause yeast infections. And they most commonly cause infections in, obviously, the vagina. You can also have oral yeast infections. Thrush is the common word for that. You can have, like, skin in, like, skin folds or under your breasts. You can have yeast. There also is a systemic yeast infection that patients can get, an invasive yeast infection. And these are patients who are immunocompromised in some way. So like someone on chemotherapy or somebody with HIV, something that suppresses the immune system, chronic steroids, mm-hmm. things like that can cause you to get like yeast in your blood. This is a huge deal. If you have yeast in your blood, you're not walking around with headaches and fatigue. You're in the ICU getting IV antifungals because it is a very serious infection and you don't walk around with it for years. You get very sick very quickly and you get treated. Mm-hmm. So
that's a good kind of a good way of telling the difference is if you're in the hospital, then you probably have.
You might have this systemic yeast infection. If you're not in the hospital, you don't have a systemic yeast infection. This concept of Candida as the culprit behind all secret disease, which, by the way, this is largely aimed at women. If you go back to the origin of this, it seems to be from the 80s. There was a book published by a Dr. William Crook about Candida. That is his name. About Candida. And specifically, you know, what it can do. The idea is that in this book, and again, it's largely women. Women suffer from a variety of problems, and we don't know why or what's up with them. Except I figured it out. It's just yeast. So give them all nystatin, which is an antifungal medication. Give them all nystatin and tell them to eat less carbs and they'll feel better.
Why less carbs?
Because the idea that carbs and foods that contain yeast are going to increase the amount of yeast in your body. So low carbohydrate diet and take nystatin and all of your female complaints will be fixed.
Wow.
Now, what has...
That sounds easy.
No, that's not true. And what has grown from that is this entire pseudoscientific belief that a lot of us suffer from candidal overgrowth, and it causes all sorts of vague symptoms, and that what we all need to do is be on an antifungal and a special diet, and we'll feel better. And the thing is, like, if you eat less carbs, you probably will feel better. I know I do when I don't eat a lot of carbs. A lot of us feel better if we're not eating bags of chips or whatever.
It's funny.
But
everybody come close. It's kind of like the gluten thing, you know?
Sure.
Like, it's kind of like the gluten thing where people think they have a gluten intolerance, but really they should just eat more lean protein and vegetables and you will indeed feel better.
And there are certainly people who can't have gluten, but then there are a lot of people who can, but just feel better when they don't eat it. And that's fine. If you don't want to eat gluten, don't eat gluten.
But you're not intolerant to gluten.
Just because you feel better when you don't eat gluten doesn't mean you have celiac. That's a whole other thing. And that is a diagnosis that we can find and does need to be treated by avoiding gluten, but that's different. And it's the same, like, if you feel better when you eat less carbs, that's fine. That you don't have invasive candida. You don't have systemic candida, though. That's not a thing. It's just not. 90% of us are colonized with candida. It's just in there. We just have, it's normal. Humans have yeast in them. That's fine. It's no big deal. Unless, again, you're immunocompromised and it invades and then you get infections, whatever. But that is not the same as candida overgrowth, which is blamed for all kinds of problems and is an easy way of dismissing women who have real issues by just saying, well, it's yeast. Go eat less carbs. Bye. So I'm offended by the diagnosis and it's fake.
But that's not... Is this something that real doctors are doing or is this like
no, this is not a thing that medicine at large recognizes as a real thing. Well, but you will find lots of information. There are tons of books. She had been, I don't know if it was self-diagnosed or if some sort of practitioner of something had told her that she had systemic candida. But she came up with a way to flush out all of her candida on her own.
Wow.
And you can read, I mean, there are tons of different fake ways to flush out this fake illness. But this one is jelly juice. So jelly juice is a mixture of salt, water, and cabbage or kale. Largely cabbage, but I saw that you could use kale too. And it's been fermented for a couple days in the blender.
Mm.
By the way, I say salt. It has like 12 days worth of your like daily recommended salt intake in like one concoction of,
not very pleasant.
Of jelly juice. No. From the reaction that Dr. Phil had when he smelled it, I imagine it doesn't taste very good.
Dr. Phil.
I didn't see him taste it. I just saw him smell it. But yeah, it has a ton of sodium in it and then it's fermented. And you start off by drinking 2 cups of this a day, along with eating basically like a healthy diet. Like she puts forth this proposed diet, and it's essentially what you would think of as like a healthy diet, you know, fruits, vegetables, some lean proteins, the usual kind of things that like, sure, that's fine. Eat that healthy diet, but also drink 2 cups of this a day. And then your goal is to work up to drinking a gallon of jelly juice every day, which... I mean, first of all, as you probably already suspect, this isn't going to do anything good for you. Also, that's a lot of sodium. like a dangerous amount of sodium.
Like, just, yeah, that's going to make you feel like utter crap.
Mm-hmm. And it does. That's actually what you, that was the next thing I was going to say. She will admit this to you. You will feel terrible when you're doing this. You're going to feel bad.
But that's it working.
Exactly.
That's how you know that it's working.
That's that feeling that you have is healing. That's what healing feels like.
There needs to
be. It feels like explosive diarrhea and maybe vomiting.
There needs to be a logical fallacy named for this. Like, all effects are helpful. Mm-hmm. Because, like, there are so many from the patent medicine days where it's like those ingredients will make, like, emetics and stuff like that, where it's like, oh, I threw up. Good. It's working. It's getting the out the bad stuff.
You can draw a direct correlation, I think, from that to this, because that is exactly what she tells you is happening, that the cramping and the vomiting and the diarrhea and the possible dehydration that results from this will it is the result of parasites and fungus leaving your body. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you may even vomit or poop blood. And that's okay, because it's just that all of these parasites and fungi, they tear your flesh as they leave. And so you bleed some, but that's okay.
It's okay.
This is all healing. And she notes that you're going to have some pain, but that we have been confused into believing that pain is our body's way of telling us something is wrong, that pain is actually a good feeling and that it means healing, and that we have this whole human history of trying to, like, help people in pain and treat their pain and give them medicine or therapies or whatever to soothe their pain. And that really this is all bad because pain is a good thing.
Okay.
Not an indicator of something bad.
Got it. See, I've been so lost this whole time.
She has some other beliefs in addition to drinking this jelly juice to fix. By the way, what can this fix other than this fake systemic candida thing? It can fix anything. Anything.
What about cancer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, see, that's because...
That's huge. Like, we've been trying to crack that nut for a while.
That's because cancer is a fungus.
What?
Is what she believes.
What?
She believes that cancer is a fungus.
Is cancer a fungus?
No, it is not a fungus. Cancer is not a fungus.
Prove it.
Cancer's not a fungus. It's just not.
Prove
it's
it.
Not.
Why does it look like mushrooms?
What?
I'm just saying...
No, it doesn't.
Let's leave the door open. The case is open on whether or not cancer is a fungus.
This is, I think, so she seems to believe that, I mean, definitely cancer, because she says it specifically, cancer is a fungus. And she says it on Dr. Phil. She says it in her literature. And then she also said it on Dr. Phil, which he didn't really challenge as much as I would have liked Dr. Phil to challenge.
He's not a doctor.
I know,
he's not
but
a body doctor. Maybe, hey, listen, he probably did have a moment where he's like, that doesn't sound right. I don't remember that.
Hey, Justin.
Okay.
Are you a doctor?
No.
Is cancer a fungus?
Not to my
opinion. There you go. See, we know this. Cancer's not a fungus. But, and this, I think, is at the root of it all. I found this on her Facebook, because she puts a lot of her information out through her Facebook as well, that she makes this claim, I have a protocol to reverse 100% all of your health issues from A to Z forever, vaccinated or not.
Eat my shorts.
Even if you were never vaccinated, you still were given the candida/cancer with virus microbes, which trigger allergies, eczema, low immune system, and then it goes on and on and on. So I think from this, she thinks that vaccines introduce some sort of candida, cancer, virus, microbe, maybe fungus. I don't think she knows the difference between different microorganisms, but she kind of groups it all together. But you might still have gotten it elsewhere. But so I think she blames vaccines for some of this. She's definitely anti-vax.
Oh, no.
Definitely anti-vax.
Oh, no questione. That is the least surprising thing I've heard all day.
Yeah, she's anti-vax, but she's also anti-antibiotics at all.
Wow.
You don't need them. You don't need them. They're a negative element. They can harm your body. You shouldn't take them ever. She also believes that exercise regimens and coaches are bad for you.
Wow, that's a big one.
Exercise harms your body. Don't do it.
Okay.
Just to throw in some other thoughts. I will tell you that if you want to go down this rabbit hole, I wouldn't recommend it.
No, thank you. Hard pass.
But she has a lot of strong beliefs about medicine, about the body, about science, about DNA methylation and genetics, and the government, and it's all tied together. In very long YouTube video monologues.
Okay.
That are difficult to follow myself.
How's she making money?
Well, let's talk about how she's making money. But first, Justin.
How are we making money?
Let's go to the billing department.
Let's go. The medicines that escalate macabre for the mouth.
I'm Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
And together, we host a podcast called Still Buffering, where we answer questions like,
why should I not fall asleep first at a slumber party?
How do I be fleek?
Is it okay to break up with someone using emojis?
And sometimes we talk about butts.
No, we don't. Nope.
Find out the answers to these important questions and many more on Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages.
I am a teenager.
And I was too.
Butts.
No. Will you change your mind? For too many times. Over and over again.
All right, Sid. I just want to thank Audible and Away for taking me away for a few minute break from talking about Jilly Juice. But here we are again.
All right. So Jilly, I'm just going to call her Jilly from now on. Jilly has written two books about this cure and how it can save your life. I don't own them. I'm going to be honest. Anything I had to pay money for to access about this protocol and about this person, I did not pay money for because I'm not giving her any money. I feel very strongly about that. Typically, if it was just like, I got to throw a couple bucks this way so I can see this weird thing and find out what it's all about, I wouldn't be so opposed. But I'm going to get into some more of her claims, and I find them so egregious, I can't give her a dollar.
Okay.
So there you go. So I don't own her book because it initially, I guess, was free. But according to her website, and this is on there multiple times, this is a notation. Book one has been retired and cannot be free anymore. I don't know what that means. I don't know. But it's, you have to pay for it now. It's like $10 for the electronic version and $20 for the hard copy. And you have to get book two. I don't know where book two is. But you have to get book two. The book one is called The Jilly Juice Protocol, Exposing the Lies Candida Weaponized Fungus Mainstreaming Mutancy.
Love that title. Is that an acronym? That seems wild enough to be an acronym. No, it's not an acronym.
Mm-mm.
The producers are telling me it's not an acronym.
It's not an acronym. I mean,
Don't try it.
If you get them, you do get access to her site and her forums.
All right.
If you don't get them, you've got to pay $30 a month. She'll also coach you personally for like $70 a session.
Mm.
If you want to do that, she does claim on there from, cause you can access some of the site without paying. And so I've been through her website, what I could read without having to give this person any money. And she does say things like all the other detoxes and supplements and herbal meds, all those other things that you see advertised or fake and you shouldn't buy them.
Hey, all right.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Okay.
On the downside, she says all of allopathic medicine is fake as well. So
kind,
you know,
of a hit. Can win some, lose some.
She also really hates weed.
Okay. That's it. Now you've gone too far. Now you screwed up, Jilly. Now you came to my house and started knocking over my vases.
She's very against cannabis. She's very against CBD oil. She's very clear that these are negative elements that can damage your body and you should not use them. She takes a really hard line on them, which I just found like a strange thing to focus on. Like antibiotics, hate them. CBD oil, hate it.
That's what am I supposed to do, Jill?
You're supposed to just use her Jilly Juice and eat her diet that she says, because in addition to curing all disease,
I also should mention, by the way, Jilly Juice sounds like prison toilet wine, and I really can't get over how unappealing the name Jilly Juice is.
Jilly Juice
it sounds
does sound
like
really
something a cult drinks to
yes.
off themselves. It's miserable.
Either a cult or like a fraternity.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
No offense.
What's
to
in here?
Fraternities,
crystal condoms.
It does,
do
yeah.
it. Drink it. Idiot.
She says it can cure all disease. I've already said that. And again, when I say all disease, I'm not just like blanket. Like she says, A to Z, every disease you have can be cured with Jilly Juice, including cancer. Of course, since cancer is actually a fungus, this will flush out your fungus. It also can make you live to be 400 years old.
Ah, oh, cool. That's cool, though.
She can't prove that yet because, as she says, she's only been doing this for like a year. So, but she will live to be 400. Mm-hmm. And everyone who follows her protocol exactly will also live to be 400.
Okay.
At least. Wow. Why stop there? It can also make you regrow a limb.
You're making that up.
No, that's she claims
real.
It can make you regrow a limb.
That's not real.
She can't prove it yet because, again, it's only been a year, and I guess nobody has used it for this explicit purpose.
There's one guy who's managed to grow back a stubby little baby doll of an arm in there by taking the jelly juice.
No, she
got to give him time to cultivate it. And
Dr. Phil did challenge her on this. How can you claim that this makes you regrow a limb? It really, like, when I read that, I thought, well, that can't be right. Like, on Harry Potter, when you drink that stuff to regrow bones, like, what that can't be right. Skelligrow? Yeah, no. She really believes that because she says the body is already capable of doing this. It's proven by the fact that when you cut yourself, eventually it heals. Like, if you have a cut on your arm, eventually that will heal, right? Like, the skin cells will grow back over it. So obviously our body is capable of regenerating. Why not a limb or an organ? She actually says, or an organ. Don't get an organ transplant because you could just regrow an organ if you just take it out. You could just regrow another one. Because
if you want to hear Dr. Phil, I feel like I'm going to need to blame Dr. Phil for this one. Why are we elevating people? Philip?
I was going to ask this question. This is one of the points I want to make. Why was she ever on Dr. Phil? Obviously, this is completely fake. Why was this ever given a platform on Dr. Phil? I don't know, because I don't feel like he adequately challenged a lot of these things. So, okay, the body, in case you're curious,
you could make the argument.
There is a huge difference between the regenerative capacity of skin cells or the cells that line your intestines and the ability to grow an entirely new limb, complete with not just skin, but, you know, muscle and fascia and bone and the blood vessels and the nerve endings. Like, it's not, and different cell types in your body have different regenerative capacity. Otherwise, a heart attack wouldn't matter, right? Because you would just grow new heart there. But obviously it does matter because it's not that simple with heart cells. So your body, every different kind of cell has a different capacity to regrow and regenerate. Comparing a cut to removing a limb and regrowing it is, I mean, obviously there is no scientific understanding of anything if you make a comment like that.
I want to back up on something because I realize that it may seem hypocritical for me to attack Dr. Phil for elevating something like this.
When we're doing a podcast on it.
I would say two things. One, we are obviously taking it to task in a way that I'm assuming Dr. Phil did not.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we are presenting this information to a beloved community of what I assume to be medical skeptics at this point, I would hope. And Dr. Phil knows his people. That's all I shall say. Dr. Phil knows he's talking to some people that are vulnerable to hacks, I guess, spiritual real world hacks like this. And I think that Dr. Phil is being a little irresponsible by elevating this.
Yes. And this is the only point that Dr. Phil got really upset about, the one that I'm about to tell you, which I understand is...
It wasn't the weed? I figured that would have just driven Phil mad.
I mean, for me, as soon as you say, don't use chemotherapy, use this for your cancer, I'm kind of done. But... obviously, this was the bridge too far for Dr. Phil, and I agree. This is a particularly upsetting, egregious claim that she makes. She believes that this will fix mutations.
So finally, teenage turtle, we found your weakness.
We can just make you teenage.
We can just make you
turtles.
I think they're turtles.
They're just turtles.
Not teens that turned into turtle men. They're turtles that turned into teen men. You know this. You know this to be true, Smart.
I know that's true. Anyway, so no, not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle mutations. She believes that her jelly juice will fix things. First of all, she says it fixes autism. Secondly, she says it will, and this is her terminology, fix Down syndrome. She's going to reverse the chromosomal change that results in what we call Down syndrome. Or jelly juice will.
Can I just make a point that I've heard? I'm echoing now.
People, mutate that.
People who families of. Can we stop treating autism like it's the plague? Can we stop treating autism like it is a scourge?
Or Down syndrome, as long as you're, yes. I mean, both.
The scourge that needs to be wiped out. They're like beautiful, incredible, powerful people who are on the autism spectrum or have Down syndrome. And like these, can't use a word that is appropriate. These people are treating them like they are, like need to be eradicated. Like that, they're kind of, it drives me crazy. They need support. Obviously, they have special needs that they require, but they don't need to be wiped out. It drives me absolutely up a wall. And there, yes. And I know, because I know we have listeners that are like, that have to scream at their headphones, however you manage that, every time they hear junk like this. And it drives me absolutely crazy.
And Jilly also claims that not being straight is a mutation.
That I can see, obviously.
Yes, anything other than straight is the result of a mutation in your body, and it can be fixed by drinking her juice. Then you can go back, I guess, to being straight after you drink Jilly juice.
This juice cured my gay sounds like a 4chan meme. It doesn't sound like a real thing that someone said.
This was, and this, I mean, Dr. Phil challenged her by saying, I think that's
Philip. Welcome. Offensive. Welcome to your own show, Philip.
And it, obviously it is offensive, of course, it's offensive. But that was the only thing that really seemed to rev his engines.
Finally got you off the bench, Phil. Thanks, bud.
It's all
not cancer, Phil.
It's all horrible. It's all horrible. I don't know that any one of these claims is any worse than the other one. These are all terrible things to say, to refer to these as mutations that need to be fixed with juice. All of it is, of course, incredibly offensive and dangerous and harmful. And again, this stuff will do nothing except maybe dehydrate you. There was a note that she had recommended to somebody that even infants can suffer from this. So you may benefit from taking away breast milk or formula and instead giving them Jilly juice, which could be fatal, by the way.
Cool.
In an infant. Cool. I should note, I have no proof that this has happened. I'm just saying that if that is followed, could be. Does it work? No, of course. It will give you diarrhea. That's about all it'll do. So if that's your goal, is to eat a lot of salt and get diarrhea, it works for that. But otherwise, for anything else we've talked about, no. Is it dangerous? Absolutely. Yes, I would never recommend doing this. It can dehydrate you. Dehydration can damage your kidneys. You can end up in the hospital. It can be incredibly dangerous. And also, people are doing this over seeking actual medical help for their medical problems and taking real medicine. And at least one patient has died. Now, I am not going to blame this on her. This patient reportedly had pancreatic cancer and chose to stop seeking traditional treatment, you know, with chemotherapy, and instead started the Jilly juice protocol. I have no way of knowing, did this patient die as a result of that? What was their prognosis anyway? I'm not going to say I know the details of this case, but this patient definitely did that and then definitely did pass away. And there was a note that his daughter said he was in consultation with her the whole time, which I assume meant that he was paying her money. So she was stealing money from him for her fake medicine while he was dying. Whether or not this was the cause of his death, I think we can all agree that's horrendous. She's been investigated by the Ohio Attorney General for her claims. She's been reported multiple times to the Better Business Bureau. There's a petition, I think, to remove her from Facebook. She still has thousands of followers. There are a lot of people who are buying into this. I know this sounds like, why are you even talking about it? Who would ever believe this? A lot of people have bought her lies and have bought her book and are using her juice. Her website, you can tell that she's come under some fire from a legal perspective, because her website is full of disclaimers and full of walls to try to prevent you from seeing stuff, I think, unless you pay. I think on the basis that you're not going to pay unless you've already bought into it, so then you're not going to come do what I'm doing, talk about it and about how it's wrong. But it's all on her Facebook. I mean, you can watch her Facebook videos. I tried watching some of the videos through Facebook, and it's just hard. It's like she's read enough stuff on the internet to sound like she's speaking science, to sound like she can talk the language. But as somebody with a scientific education, it's all nonsense. I mean, it's nonsense. So the conclusion she draws, let me give you an example. She talks about how important it is that the body maintain homeostasis, that all of our, you know, reactions need to be at homeostasis, and that stuff that disrupts homeostasis makes us sick. Negative elements is what she calls them. And we need to fix that by flushing it all out with her jelly juice and then allowing our body to absorb nutrients. Okay. If our body remained at chemical homeostasis, we'd be dead. It's important that we're not at homeostasis. It's important that all of these chemical reactions are not at equilibrium. It's really important because once they reach equilibrium, we die. So it's like a fundamental misunderstanding of biology and chemistry and biochemistry and genetics and medicine and everything that goes into science. She takes the words and she takes the studies and then twists them to mean things that they don't at all. And to support, again, this completely false idea that she had a candida overgrowth that was cured by fermented cabbage juice.
Well, happy birthday to me. That was, I mean, bracing, if I can put it that way. I guess
it's also egregious. It's so
something we should do, like we could do. Like,
there's a Facebook petition, or there's a petition out there to try to stop, remove her from Facebook, because she is selling these ideas. She's making money off of this. It's incredibly dangerous if you listen to what she's saying. It's incredibly dangerous. And obviously it's not just dangerous from a medical perspective, like to drink a bunch of this juice that has, like, what did I say, 28,000 milligrams of sodium in it or something. It's not just dangerous to drink this juice, and it's not just dangerous to seek this out instead of other actual medical treatments. It's also dangerous because of, like, this continued myth, this horrible bigoted idea that there is a perfect kind of human that you need to be like, and we should treat you to make you like that perfect kind of human, whatever your fake thing is that you have come up with to address that. That idea is so damaging.
Yeah, Dr. Phil apparently did have a debunk guy come on that she was dangerous and bad.
Good. I'm glad. I did not see that clip. I didn't watch the entire episode of Dr. Phil, I'll be honest. I don't watch Dr.
Usually
Phil.
You don't miss him, so I'm surprised.
Yeah, I found her interview on Dr. Phil. I was trying to get more of her. I wanted her words. I wanted to be able to really find what she said and not just what other people said she said. And so I've been to her website. I've watched her videos. I've been on her Facebook page. I watched her on Dr. Phil. It's as bad as it sounds. I mean, a lot of the time I will say, well, at least this person seems, you know, like they have good intentions. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I can say this about this person. I think this is incredibly harmful, what she's doing. I think it's very dangerous. And there is nothing about this. Isn't like a secret that doctors don't want you to know. It's just wrong.
It's just wrong.
So, I mean, I don't know what actions we can take. If you're in Ohio, I guess you can complain to the AG. They're investigating her.
I think one of the main things everybody can try is to try it.
No.
And if it doesn't work, then you can say conclusively,
don't try this, please.
You know what I mean?
Please
if you
do
try
not.
Try it the one time for however long she says,
please.
400 years or whatever. If it doesn't work after 400 years, then you'll
please
know.
Do not.
If
please
you
do
die,
not.
Then you'll know. She was wrong. Folks,
please do not try this. Please do not try this. Don't do this at home. Don't listen to anything she is telling people to do from a medical standpoint. Go talk to actual medical professionals. Please do not drink jelly juice.
Thank you so much for listening to our program. We hope you have enjoyed this delightful tale of jelly juice.
We'll go back to history next time. It's just, this is
a
continuation of the fake patent medicine sales people of the past. This is it.
If you hear your aunt talking about something, we want you to be able to say, no, Aunt Ruth, you can't do that. You can't do this.
It's very dangerous. This is what she is doing is incredibly dangerous.
Thank you so much for listening to our program. Thanks to taxpayers for the use of their song Medicines as the intro and outro of our program. Thanks to Max Fun Network for having us as a part of our extended podcasting family. Thanks to you, I would say, most of all, for being so supportive of our show. We actually got some great news this week that the Sawbones book, which you can find on Amazon and at bookstores everywhere, was on the New York Times bestseller list for science books last month. So that is amazing. And it's thanks to your all's support. So thank you so much for that. And we love you very much. Thanks
yeah,
as always.
Thank you all so much.
Folks, that is going to do it for us for this week. So until next time, my name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And as always, don't drill a hole in your head.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.